sports provides us with great drama, no matter what sporting event you watch. The best part is that it's never scripted, unlike a Hollywood movie. The players, coaches, and fans, well, they're the writers, the storytellers. And this past Saturday, college football did not disappoint. But here is the best part. There is still about 10 chapters to write. So sharpen your pencils, my friends. It's a Mark Horn Show. Let's make it rain.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. That's Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Welcome, my friends. The Mark Lloyd Show coming at you. The crew is here in full force. Eric spinning the music over there.
What's up? What's up?
Seminole Bill, right here in front of me.
Ready to go.
And you know what? As I mentioned in the opening rant, it didn't disappoint, did it, last Saturday?
Oh, what a week.
It truly is. It's just fantastic drama, isn't it?
Good stuff.
I mean, boy, it was so awesome. I mean, everybody out there listening, raise your hands if you are excited for last weekend's games. All right, going into it, Seminole Bill has two arms up. I have one arm up. I would put the other arm up, but I have something in the other hand. Now, raise your hand if you weren't disappointed. See, you keep your hands up. That's right. I mean, it was just fantastic. And here's the best part. Just when you thought you knew something about college football or the NFL, they just put you in your place, don't they? Yeah. Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It just puts you in your place. I mentioned that every week a different chapter is written. And with the season finale, and we'll just keep on going Hollywood-ish here on everybody, the season finale for college football is in January and NFL is in February.
Right.
And each week we truly do have new writers. And the new writers are a Bo Wallace, right?
Ooh.
A Boykin for TCU. Prescott for Mississippi State. Golston for Notre Dame. Glennon in the NFL for the Buccaneers. Those are the writers. You know what I mean? They're writing the scripts for us every single week, guys.
Yeah, good stuff.
And then the directors? Well, that's the coaches. It's a Hugh Freeze, a Dan Mullen, a Gary Patterson, a Chip Kelly, a Lovie Smith. You know what I mean? It's just, it really is cool. It really is awesome. Just how the day unfolds. And we never know what we're going to get in. At one point, especially between 3:30 and 7:30, the most important person, if you were at home or at the sports bar, was whoever was controlling the remote.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most important.
That guy.
I mean, listen, when my brother and I, we were watching the games together, and when my remote wouldn't work, and I mean, it was like panic time. Like, what are you doing? I'm pressing select, and it's not. I'm hitting last, and it's not going back to the other game. Oh, so at one point, it was Bama Ole Miss, right?
Yeah.
Stanford Notre Dame.
Yep.
TCU Oklahoma. And if you're a Florida State fan, Florida State and Wake Forest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So four games going on.
Yeah, that's good stuff. PIP has no remedy for that anymore.
No, it
doesn't work. It's just distracting.
No. The next step in the evolution of the house has got, some of the bills.
It's got to have,
and my brother goes, I mean, can't we just put up a bunch of TVs? I'm like, well.
Got to have the inputs and outputs.
I said, well, first of all, I'm about as bad of a technology guy as you could ever meet. I don't know anything. I just ask my wife. And I'm looking at him going, but You know what? I don't know a lot, but I'm pretty sure you need like a bunch of different cable outlets or something.
Sweet spot, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. All right, folks. So a lot of stuff to get to. You can connect with us at Mark Lloyd via Twitter. Visit the Facebook page, Bill, Seminole Bill at
Mark Lloyd Show.
And also our website,
www.marklloydshow.com.
That's right. That's how you communicate with us as we continue to grow the show and different affiliates. Once again, we kicked off in Orlando last week, so it's great feedback, too. We appreciate everybody. It was great being back on the air in Orlando, and we'll be there every single week as we continue to grow the Mark Lloyd Show. And the way we do things here is usually in our first segment, because, and similar, Bill, you brought this up, and when we're taping this show, it airs at different times in different markets.
That's correct.
So if sometimes, because we've been called out on this, and it's our fault for not pointing it out. It's my fault.
Our listeners are very brilliant.
Actually, it's Eric's fault because he produces a show over there.
I'm not going to take any blame.
You're not at all.
No, he never does.
Yeah, you're right. That's the best producer, right?
Got it.
Take no blame.
No, not me.
So if we're talking about something, you're going, whoa, Mark, yeah, because it's already going on. Well, it's because it's airing in your market at a different time.
Yeah.
So we need to point that out.
Right.
And I apologize for not doing that earlier on as we continue to grow, but it's going to keep on happening. We're going to do our best job, but you need to know that's like a caveat, right?
But right. Just remember, we're live with you regardless on the Twitter and on the Facebook. You can interact with us all day long if something's going on.
That's
trust
right.
Me.
That's it right.
Is up there.
It's interesting how some of the Bills said the Facebook, because if you ever saw the movie Social Network, had the Facebook, and then Justin Timberlake said, you got to get rid of the, so it's Facebook, but that was the Facebook. All right. What we always do, though, is in our first segment, we always want to try to recap. It's our first chance to talk about last week's games, and we run down the state teams really quick.
Yep.
FSU, they crush Wake Forest. They cover the spread. They start off slow again, and we always like to try to look at some positives and negatives.
Right.
You know, the positive is the defense did play.
Yeah.
And they did come to play. And you know, Wake Forest offense is awful. I mean, they're awful. However, though, even with a bad offense, it's good when the team that you cheer for and for Florida State, that the defense creates turnovers and then even creates turnovers that turn into touchdowns that they score themselves. And they play discipline, you know.
Right.
And I'll tell you one thing, Seminole Bill, is that when – I think Florida State's on to something. When they stick Edwards and Goldman in the middle.
Great.
So two superstar talented players that will be in the NFL most likely next year in the middle. And then you got Featherston, the true freshman, at one end. And then you put a Jacob Pugh on the other end, or you put a Chris Casher, whoever it is. So you got the speed coming off the end and the power coming through the middle. And Florida State might be on to something when it comes to that formation. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I like that. The freshman's amazing. I mean, ready to go. Another junior, David, you know, Warren.
Yeah,
really
yeah. They need somebody quick and fast.
Yeah.
To come around the end, and it looks like Featherston, at least right now, is providing that spark. And on offensive-wise, the positive was that you started to get the freshmen involved,
right?
You know, from Cook to Rudolph. To, Lane. You know, these guys starting to emerge a little bit. And that was highlighted when Rashad Green went down.
Yeah.
And even from the announcers, it was almost like a panic situation when you're watching on TV, like, oh, gosh, that's not good. Oh, no. And I guess, and you do the air quotes if you're a Florida State fan, the good news is that it was a concussion. Because you don't want to know that he's out of the game because he ripped up his knee or something like that, and he's gone. The negatives, Seminole, you tell me. You're the huge Florida State fan. Slow start once again. And it doesn't seem like anybody could put a finger on it. What's going on?
You may have earlier when we were talking about it. I think you mentioned something that's kind of key. We've got some younger guys this year. We lost a lot of folks over the past 2 years. It's finally kind of – you're seeing it more in the leadership quality, and that's just because it takes time for people to come along, you know, and learn the system. So you've got a few leaders – but not as many as you had before, not as many as you had on the defensive side of the ball.
But for offensive wise, though, and I'll play the other side.
Play it.
You do have your leaders.
Yeah,
So they can't put a finger on offensive wise why they can't get going early on, and it's 10-3, and you know, I get the defense situation.
Starts up front, and our front, and you got to remember what happened. We had a center that was not as good as, you know, maybe this year.
Barron.
But now he's gone.
Yeah.
You know, and you got a new guy in there, and people aren't understanding. There are key people that have come out of each one of these games, whether it's our starting quarterback for the Clemson game, sure. We still win, or you know, our number one backup running back to Carlos, and Carlos still learning the running back position. All this stuff has to come together. The line has a block. You got to have the run working to throw the pass, you know?
I have no doubt that they could score with any team, but I hear what you're saying, but I don't buy into it 100%. I think there's something going on for the sluggish start. I just don't understand. But the bottom line is that they've won 21 games in a row. Florida State has.
Just win, baby.
Yeah, and you know what? That's hard to do. That's a lot of pressure.
A lot of ball games. A
lot of pressure and a lot of games. And that is not easy to do. They have Syracuse this week, and in different markets, the game's already going on, right? As you're hearing the show.
Right.
In other markets that were on, the game hasn't started yet. Syracuse is an awful team. They don't even have their starting quarterback. The offensive coordinator has been demoted and somebody else. I mean, it's just in shambles. They should blow them out. Let's move on. Florida ekes by Tennessee. Oof. And, you know, if you're a Gator fan, it just seems like you guys take one step forward and then two step backwards. The offense looked awful. The offense is just dreadful. And that's the way they looked against Tennessee. When Driscoll was leading the charge, they bring in Treyon Harris.
Yep.
Right? He comes in there and he provides a spark, and it looks like he saves the day. He leads them on two scoring drives. And the positive is, you know what? If you're a Gator fan, we got the win. It's ugly, but you won.
Take it.
You beat Tennessee. You're
Take
darn
it.
Right. So if you're a Gator fan, you're very happy about that. So there's a step forward. And then Treyon Harris is under investigation now for sexual assault. And there's your step backwards because he's suspended. And then that means the third team QB, Morningweg, has to step up and become the second team quarterback behind Driscoll. And then he gets in a fight over cleats or something. And it's just like, it's just in disarray. A lot of turmoil going on around this.
And it's, how has this come out from us, champ? This is not unifying the team like he said he was going to do this year and bringing them forward.
No, I'll get to the coaching in 2 seconds. The good news for the Gators, they get to play a team that's just as bad, and that's LSU.
True.
LSU is in. I mean, I know I said last week, well, that was one.
That was me.
Yeah.
I thought LSU was a bit.
Well, I didn't think they were this bad, but
yeah,
they're
right.
Bad. They're not even a quality victory now. All right. And then you have the Canes, and, you know, who knows with Miami. You can't, for Miami, your team's not good enough to commit turnovers. And when your quarterback throws a couple picks, you just can't afford to do that. And then when you need your defense to step up, the defense is just playing bad. They're just playing bad. And when they, you know, fourth down situations, you got to make that stop. You got to help your team out, and they couldn't do it. And so here's the good news for Miami and Gator fans, is the way I view it, is the talent's there.
Yes.
Don't tell me the talent's not there.
Talent is always there.
I follow recruiting very closely. Seminole, you follow recruiting very closely. Eric, he follows the girls that follow
the recruiting
very closely.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Man, a few words. So the talent is there. The problem is coaching. And Florida State fans know this. Because during that stretch when Florida State was not very good, they were not a good football team from the 03 to whatever, 08 or something like that, whatever it is. You know, that 5 or 8 years.
The down years.
Down years, yes. But the talent was there. And the reason you know the talent is there, because you find them in the NFL, and they stick around in the NFL.
That's right.
So you don't play in the NFL without talent.
Nope.
The problem was the coaching situation, the Jeff Bowdens of the world, you know what I mean? Not taking an Antoine Smith or whoever it is and turning him in.
Amazing. You know, is that not amazing?
Exactly. So the problem is Al Golden and Will Muschamp.
And they're going, baby.
They need to go.
There's calls for Butch to come back down to Miami right now.
Well, they need to go because they got some serious issues there. All right, let's jump to the NFL, Seminole Bill. Before we got to take our first break, the Jags, they're just going to get blasted every week. I you know what though, but I still love Blake
Bortles.
I really do.
Great guy.
He is. He's a good guy. He has talent. You know, he throws two picks and no touchdowns, which is terrible. The offense doesn't help him out at all running the ball. I think they ran for like 55, 56 yards.
Yeah.
You know, that's not very good.
Ain't gonna help.
And also, they were going up against a Steelers team that you knew were going to be focused at after losing at home against the Bucs.
Yeah, the Steelers aren't going to lose like that again.
No. Yeah, no, coming from a Steeler fan.
That's correct.
You should see the smug look on his face going, what are you kidding me? Of course they were going to win. And then the Bucs. It's amazing. You make a quarterback change and something happens. So the Bucs, they beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Then they have to travel to New Orleans, which is arguably, but right behind Seattle, the toughest place to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
And they go there and they take the Saints to the brink. They probably should have won the game.
Yeah.
They lost in overtime. But there was great chemistry with Glennon throwing the football to Jackson. You know what I mean? Vincent J. So there's something going on there. And good
looks
for
bright.
The Bucs.
Looks yes. bright.
Yeah. Once they made that quarterback change, that was good news.
Did you mention that before?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. All right. For all you folks out there that want to rip me, and you have been on Twitter for my fraud thing over old, we'll get to all of that. But coming up, we'll take a look back at what happened last week in college football. And also, we'll take a look ahead at this week's game, Son of the Bill.
Sounds good.
Thanks for hanging with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Remember, hook up with us on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. We're coming right back.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us. You get in contact with us via Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show, Facebook Mark Lloyd Show, and check out our website. It's very cool, MarkLloydShow.com. Little Cage, you guys know who Cage the Elephant is?
I think Ole Miss knows about Cage and elephants.
Very good, Simple Bill.
Time.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Absolutely. So it was just a fantastic week last week in college football. And we want to thank our good friends over at Fraud Protection Network and their Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection program.
Awesome stuff.
They help make the show possible. Give them a call at 855-203-0683 or visit the website at
fraudprotectionnetwork.com.
That's right. Let them worry on your behalf. They are the number one pick. No doubt about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, speaking of fraud, last week I was all over Ole Miss. All over Ole Miss. Saying that they are a fraud. So, Bama comes. Now, this is where we were spot on. We were awful. I was. And then I was spot on some things. So, I'll admit, I was wrong. I did not think Ole Miss was going to beat Alabama. I called them a fraud. They had no depth, no playmakers. Wallace is not a good quarterback. Their big win was versus Memphis. You know, when Bama was up 14-3, I was like, this is lights out, baby. Lights out. Boy, I was dead on Ole Miss. They won the game. Do I think Ole Miss is the second or third ranked team in the country? Are you freaking kidding me? No way. No. However, I get where people put them up there. They did beat Alabama. And at the end of the day, the object is to win the game, right,
yeah,
Seminole?
Huge bill.
So they won the football game, and they beat Alabama. And so they are where they are ranked right now, and they control their destiny. And that's all you can ask for sometimes. So are they a fraud? I don't think that I think if Alabama played them 10 times, Alabama would win 9 of them.
Yeah.
But that one time it was Ole Miss, and they got the victory. And I can't say anything else. So I was completely wrong. I'm not going to call them a fraud, but I don't think they're as good as what everybody thinks.
No.
But they can prove me wrong every week. Go out and win.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you know, all they got to do is win.
And guess what? I'm not looking for, like, dominating performances or anything like that. I thought Alabama just... They're a baffling team. There's something going on there. I don't get it, man. Talent all over the place. And Blake Sims, I don't. Maybe he was overly injured or something, you know, with his shoulder. But he was not the same quarterback. And don't tell me it was because Ole Miss's defense is so great.
Well, there's a little humming from the Alabama locker room saying that they were more worried about just getting out of there with the win than winning. I don't know if you understand what that means.
I know exactly what
that
means.
They were very, you know, they got that little scared.
So, and let's stay in the state of
Miss.
Of Mississippi. And it was Mississippi State taking on 6th-ranked A&M. Now, coming to this game, similar, Bill, we both said it. I was not sold on Texas A&M.
No.
They're talking to me. I said, you know what? A&M can score. No doubt about it. Problem is, I didn't think their defense was that great. They're talking about how their defense is being revamped from last year and a much improved Texas A&M defense. And I'm going, hang on. Well, yeah, you're saying that. You know why? Because last year, you couldn't get a worse defense than Texas A&M. They were one of the worst defenses I ever saw.
True.
So he goes out and gets better recruits, and the defense, you know, is more talented. But did we not watch the – how does anybody watch that Arkansas game with A&M 2 weeks ago and go, you know what, boy, that A&M defense is – they're just running up and down the field on them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So
scorched.
Coming into this game against Mississippi State, I, you know, bash me for my Ole Miss, but don't bash me because – well, praise me then, because I said Mississippi State was going to beat Texas A&M, and that's exactly what they did. I didn't predict a blowout, but they beat them.
Yeah, and if you look at both teams, I mean – you talked about the Ole Miss, Miss State. I mean, Miss State looks real.
Yes.
They do.
And
both sides of the ball.
And you and I, we've spoke about this and other people over Twitter and everything, is that I'm a firm believer in the leadership factor.
Mm-hmm.
You get a senior quarterback. You get a quarterback that's been there for a while. Doesn't always have to be a senior, but a veteran. You know, a guy that's been through some tough games and everything that has the talent. Makes all the difference in the world, and that's what Mississippi State has. Ole Miss has that too. I just don't think he's very good, you know, in Bull Walls. Then we had... At 3:30, also, 4th-ranked Oklahoma against TCU. Now, what did I say? I have my notes from last week. I said Trevor Knight versus the TCU defense. And Trevor Knight had a good game, but he didn't have a great game.
Nope.
You know, he didn't have a great game. Just like Kenny Hill didn't have a – Kenny Trill didn't have a great game for Texas A&M. Boykin, I said, was a key, and he lit him up, man. He lit up Oklahoma's defense. I was never sold on – Trevor Knight, I was never sold on Oklahoma. This is all based, all this hype based off the game against Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. And I'm like, wow, you know, did anybody watch before that? And Vegas had, Oklahoma only had a 4-point favorite, Bill, going into that game. And
right.
TCU pulls out the victory. And now TCU is in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
You know, and Oklahoma, I don't know, now they need some help. And then... one of the other big games was 15th-ranked LSU at 5th-ranked Auburn at the time.
Right.
And what did I say?
Yeah, okay, you were right about that one.
I said Auburn was going to blow the doors off of LSU because LSU is not very good.
I did not think LSU was that bad.
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't think they were going to blow them away that bad. And they just completely crushed
them
right away. They crushed them right away. And then the game that we both agreed that was probably going to be the best game of the day was 14th-ranked Stanford at Notre Dame.
That was a game.
And you know what, Bill? This is what you love about college football.
Treat.
The weather, raining.
Horrible.
Dark, you know, dark skies and everything. And it comes down to a 4th-and-11 play.
Amazing.
Everett Golson finds a wide open guy. And I love Coach Shaw when they asked him, well, what happened? He goes, he got open. What was the coverage you called? He goes, it doesn't matter what the coverage I called. You know what I mean? We didn't call wrong. The guy was open.
Yeah.
They scored. And just what an under-pressure play by Everett Golson.
But don't we say it every now and then about those Notre Dame, the luck of the Irish.
Yes, Seminole Bill going into his acting chops and everything, doing the Irish accent. But just a great game.
It was awesome to watch.
And Notre Dame stays undefeated, which sets up the matchup.
Big time. If
Florida State can beat Syracuse and Notre Dame beat North Carolina, which both looks very likely, to a Tallahassee showdown, 8 o'clock, college game day, etc. Yes.
Big time.
I know Seminole Bill's fired up about that.
Yes.
But that was a knock 'em, drag 'em, you know, that kind of fight football game, and it was a great game. And then that night, this is why it's great. Noon to midnight.
Awesome.
19th-ranked Nebraska at 10th-ranked Michigan State.
Yeah.
Another
one.
It looks like it's going to be a blowout at one point. You know what I mean? Yeah. Michigan State starts pulling ahead, and you're like, okay, that's it. Totally. They're shutting down Abdullah, and then it just happened. Armstrong makes a couple plays, you know what I mean, for Nebraska, and next thing you know, here we go. It's another fantastic game.
Yes.
And this was in the Big Ten, and the Big Ten needed something like this, a quality game, even though you have to have a winner and a loser, even though Nebraska was undefeated and everything. But Michigan State, it was a good victory for Michigan State against a Nebraska team that came to play.
Well, yeah, they were ready. They you know, like you said, they had to catch it up. But
yeah.
Now
they came to play.
But how about these bombs away in the pack? You know, I mean, all these Hail Marys.
Yeah.
USC just falling asleep with Arizona State. Was that amazing?
It's what was a stat I heard, Seminole Bill? I heard a stat that said out of the last 14 conference games in the Pac-12, it was like 11 of them have been decided by a touchdown or less. It was some crazy thing. The Hail Marys are out of control. It was literally the worst coverage I've ever seen in my entire life.
I've never seen somebody camp under a ball like that thinking it's a punt.
Yeah.
I mean, what do they say in the NFL? Knock it down.
Yes. And then Jalen Strong, who I said, man, the dude is a superstar. So is Foster. You know, and Jalen Strong just comes along and just, you know, catches it right there in the end zone.
Yeah. Arizona had a good week. You know, they started off Thursday with, you know, the State of Arizona had a good week too.
Yeah, that's true. And Arizona, Mississippi.
Oregon.
Yeah, that's right. Oregon. Nobody talks about that. All right, let's look at this week, Seminole Belt.
Let's go.
All right, this upcoming week, this is what's great, is everybody's playing each other. So you have second-ranked Auburn at third-ranked Mississippi State.
Oh, what a fantastic game.
What a great game.
Love this.
You know, it's a low point. Mississippi State's -3, you know, because they're at home. I mean, yeah, they are -3. I think so, right? But Mississippi State, at home, the thing that worries you with Mississippi State is the defense still. But the good news for them is that we know they could score. And Prescott is playing out of his mind. But now they go up against another quarterback that has, you know, has been there, done that, been in a national championship game. And Auburn looks, I guarantee you, Mississippi State is watching.
Right.
Kansas State footage.
Yes, sir. I was going to say, on the road, not as invincible as they were in Jordan-Hare.
That's a good point. So that's going to be a heck of a football game. Are you going to call for the upset? Forget the point spread. Just call for the upset. Are you going to call
An M for those Bulldogs.
So Mississippi State, Seminole Bill says, knocks off Auburn.
I think they can
Auburn.
Get Auburn.
I think Auburn wins. I think they win. I think it's a good game, though. I don't think there's a blowout at all.
It's going to be good.
I think it's a good game. Then you have third-ranked Ole Miss traveling to Texas A&M, the 14th-ranked Aggies, which is amazing sometimes. How is Texas A&M ranked 14th still? They got absolutely obliterated.
SEC.
Yeah. Obliterated by Mississippi State, and they only dropped 8 spots. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Well, that's the way the ball bounces for the strongest conference.
Now, with that said, I think they beat Texas A&M. I think they beat Ole Miss. I don't think Ole Miss wins.
I
think Texas A&M wins. It's tough to play in Aggieland.
Look at the emotional ride.
Is that Kyle Field, right? Kyle Field? Yeah. Kyle Field.
Got to fight the 12th man there.
That's right. So I think Texas A&M knocks off third-ranked Ole Miss, and Ole Miss is, and then from there, who knows what's going to happen.
Roller coaster.
Exactly. Roller coaster. Now, here's the other big matchup that has. Folks, we're talking about these other games, but 9th-ranked TCU at 5th-ranked Baylor.
That's a great game.
This is a fantastic game, and it has huge playoff implications. And here's why. If TCU can beat 5th-ranked Baylor, that means they would have knocked off Oklahoma at the time was, whatever, 4th?
Yeah, they're right.
And then come back and knock off 5th-ranked Baylor. There's a lot of talk they're going to jump TCU to number 1.
Yeah, they're up there.
They're going to jump them over everybody. Yeah. TCU does that. I don't have their schedule in front of me. They have one other tough game. I think it's against Oklahoma State, maybe?
Yep.
Oklahoma State.
That's the one
they
can catch.
TCU controls their destiny right now, man.
Watch out.
And so does Baylor. If Baylor beats TCU, Baylor's almost, I know they got Oklahoma. They're one of those, hey, somebody's coming out of that Big 12, and it's going to be one of those two teams, possibly. I don't think it's going to be Oklahoma. 7th-ranked Alabama goes up against at Arkansas. And this is the reason I have this game listed here, Seminole, is just because I think it's a big statement game for Alabama. Yeah. I think they really need to play
bounce
well.
Back.
Yeah, they really need to bounce back. 12th-ranked Oregon, I know we got to go to break, is at 18th-ranked UCLA. I just don't know what to make of the Ducks. You know, and I don't know what to make of UCLA, who loses last week also, you know, to Utah.
Yeah.
It's It's just a strange year, but I have no idea what's going on with those two teams.
The pack is whack.
Yes. Here's what you will have. Two of the worst offensive lines playing in this football game. UCLA's is terrible, and Oregon's is arguably the worst in the whole country. And how weird is that? Two horrible offensive lines and two of the best quarterbacks in the country.
Just sling it around, man. Yes. That's what's going to happen.
But you know what? Yes. It's amazing how nobody puts any blame on Mariota. Top four. Our top four. Real quick. Top playoff four right now. I have Florida State 1, Auburn 2, Mississippi State 3, Baylor 4, and Notre Dame looking in at number 5. Bill, do you agree or disagree?
That is right on the money. Yes.
All right. Coming up, when we return, we'll turn our attention to the National Football League. Talk about more magic that's happening. I'll pat myself on the back, which I like to do. Plus, someone to Bill and I will give you our Power Four as well in the NFL. And Tom Brady news also. So a lot to get to. Stay with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7EVENT-1, 877-7EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. You know, in football, the quarterback depends on his best offensive lineman to protect his blind side. But let me ask you a question. Who's got your back, huh? Who's protecting your identity? You hear the stories daily. Retailer after retailer having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. So how do you keep from being sacked? Well, now we have our own version of the Steel Curtain. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. And it's a beast, baby! Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring. It's real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff. Award-winning member service support and a $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, you can't afford to lose.
If you have something to add to the show, it better be as interesting as Mark Lloyd.
This is a good song.
Am I doing pretty good today?
You're actually doing, you know what? You are doing fantastic spinning the music today here on the Mark Lloyd Show. This is Weezer, Back to the Shack. They're back now. They disappeared for like 10 years. So, yeah, it's good stuff. But we'll see if you had a complete show, though, Eric, when we come to our water segment coming up in about 15 minutes to see how much water you've consumed today, which is very important to the Mark Lloyd Show.
Uh-oh.
Now, Eric, I don't know if you don't know this, but when we were talking about all the college football and you saw some of the Bill, he's raising his arms, he's jumping around and everything. I won't tell you what happened. Actually, I will tell you what happened. He split his pants. He split it. He goes, man, you know what? I just split my pants. How does that happen in radio?
I do not know this.
He's like, I split my pants. I'm looking at him going, what is he talking? Why does he keep on pointing down somewhere? I'm like, what's going on, Seminole Bill? We go to break. He's like, I split my
pants.
Major
malfunction.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I'm just glad it's not on TV.
That's true.
Major malfunction.
The Mark Lloyd Show is brought to you by Fraud Protection Network, the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection. Give them a call at 855-203-0683 or visit their website, Seminole Bill.
That would be fraudprotectionnetwork.com.
And allow Fraud Protection Network to worry on your behalf. Take it from me, Mark Lloyd, that they are the number one pick when it comes to protecting your identity. All right, we said we're going to move on to the NFL. And last week, yes, what did we say? I said there was a little magic happening in a couple places.
Yeah, you didn't like my
I said
magic.
There was some magic happening in Cowboy Land. And how about the Dallas Cowboys, folks?
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, how about them Cowboys? They go and they take care of business against Houston.
Yeah.
You know, in a fantastic game. And Houston is not a bad football team. I don't think they're a great one, but they're not a bad one. And then the Giants pull out another victory. And just when everybody written off the New York Giants, no offense, and I said last week, you know what? Sometimes, folks, you have to, it's almost like just don't analyze it to death. Don't analyze the offensive line. Don't analyze the wide receivers. Don't analyze stats. Just go with your gut. Just go with what you're seeing, you know, and your knowledge. Because I'm sure like our audience out there, and they're very knowledgeable. They show us every day on Twitter as they tweet us at Mark Lloyd Show. And then and they post stuff on Facebook, Mark Lloyd Show. And then they go to our website, MarkLloydShow.com. So I know you guys are intelligent that listen to the show. And sometimes you just got to go with your gut on what you're seeing with your own two eyes and not listen to anybody else's opinion. And there's something there with the Cowboys, and they continue to prove me right. And there's something there with the Giants. And this week there's some huge games. For both of those teams, monster games. And then I said there was magic, and you know what, Seminole? I said the Detroit Lions also.
Yep.
And then they, I guess when I was talking about the Lions and there's some magic happening, I guess it was with Matthew Stafford. He's not throwing 10 interceptions a game like he used to. However, though, that was a devastating loss against the Bills at home.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, you can't lose against the Buffalo Bills.
Not the way they're playing.
No, not at all. Kyle Orton leads them to a victory because they benched E.J. Manuel, which is another topic I'm going to get to in just a second.
Please.
But so my thing is more with Matthew Stafford, not necessarily with the whole football team. All right, let's move on. But we're going to get into this week's games. Plus, we're going to give you our Power Four in the National Football League. But there was drama, all kinds of drama going on around the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. All kinds of issues. He didn't want to be there. They're not doing, they're not giving him enough tools in order to win the game. And this is once again, I guess, no explanation for it. And Dan Patrick said it on his show that the Bengals, that the Patriots will crush the Bengals, I think is what he said. Something in that area. And on paper, and the way the Patriots have been playing, you would say, are you nuts? But that's one of those gut feeling things. You know what I mean, Bill?
Yeah.
I mean, you played high school football, you played, you know, college tennis and everything, so you're a real athlete. I bet you had those gut feelings sometimes, right? Where it's like, you know, you were just feeling it, even though you weren't the better player, let's say.
There's times when you go out there thinking you're going to smoke somebody, yeah.
And you get smoked. And then there's other times where you go out there and you're like, well, that guy's supposed to smoke me, but I'm just feeling good.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
You know, yeah.
In the zone.
Yeah, in the zone. And boy, the Patriots came out and just smacked the Bengals. And I go, there's one of those gut-feeling type situations. So it looks like everything is okay in Tom Brady land after 1 week. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was a disaster, and now everything's good.
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd see a sign that said, in the stands, Tom Brady, we still love you or want you. And I'm going, are you serious? Are you jumped to that conclusion already? That did you really think they wanted to get rid of him? No.
No.
There's rumors about Jimmy Garoppolo getting drafted in the second round or whatever it was. And that's the future. It was like, come on. Right? Just
give him some tools, baby.
Yeah.
He's got the stuff.
As Aaron Rodgers, and thank goodness for my Super Bowl pick, the Packers keep on getting better and better, but I love that. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Yeah. That was great. And they made shirts and everything about it.
That's
okay. Now, let's get to something else, though, real quick, before we go over our Power Four and we look ahead to some of the NFL games this week. There's two examples. The Jets with Geno Smith and the Bills with E.J. Manuel. Now, I never thought I'd say this because I don't think Rex Ryan's a very good head coach. He doesn't develop anybody. There's no talent ever gets developed. Mm-mm. It's like we're the land of, if you put it in context for college football, it's like where five stars go to die.
Yeah.
You know, five star recruits and they just never develop
quickly,
at all.
Quickly.
Well, that seems to be the situation with the quarterbacks that go to the New York Jets. But I will tip my cap to Rex Ryan when it came to Geno Smith. That he replaced Smith in the game last week against the Chargers, right, with Michael Vick.
Right.
And that's okay in my eyes. Okay, you know what? Smith is getting beat up. He's having a bad game. Let's pull him out. Let's bring in Michael Vick and see what happens. But then after the game, Geno Smith's our quarterback for next week. Right. Smart. He's a young guy. What else do you have going on? A Michael Vick? He's never done anything. I know a lot of people, what do you mean? He's not an NFL quarterback. In my opinion, he never was an NFL quarterback. No, he never was a true NFL quarterback. He has an incredible arm, but you got to have the smarts, man. And if you can't read the coverages and you can't not throw 20 interceptions a year or 25, then you're screwed. And that's why he's a journeyman. That's why he's never done anything. That's why he never went to a Super Bowl. That's why he never consistently... And that's the sign of a good quarterback. Lead your team into the playoffs year after year where there's hope that, you know what, we're supposed to go to the Super Bowl. Oh, we didn't make it. That's okay. All right. But Rex Ryan did the right thing. See, in Buffalo, they're doing the wrong thing. I know everybody wants to win now. But you have to give E.J. Manuel just more time. Personally, my personal opinion, I do not think that, he's a good NFL quarterback. I think he has all the tools, but he's missing the one tool. He's missing the head. I don't think he makes the reads. He can't. He didn't do it in college, Seminole Bill.
No.
He didn't. And you know what? You saw the contrast when famous Jameis came in. It was like, oh, there you go.
Different.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the same thing with NFL. However, they drafted him. They studied him. And in the second year, whatever it is, you can't sit there and give up on the guy and replace him with Kyle Orton. What do you really think Kyle Orton's going to lead you to a chance? Like, what I don't understand is, are you trying to impress the new owners in Buffalo? Like, why would you replace him, a young quarterback in the second year, trying to learn still, when you have Watkins, you have Woods, you have these receivers and everything? You got to let them build the chemistry, and after five games, you yank them.
There's an interesting comment during that game. I was actually watching.
Okay,
and the two guys calling the game made the comment that they thought that this was more a reflection of the system the Bills run and the way their, offensive production, progressions go. And they said even Kyle Orton was having trouble with it. You could see him checking, having to hit the underneaths and all that a lot more. And they're criticizing EJ for not wanting to go downfield enough. That's what the word out of the camp is.
There's no doubt that he averages about like 5 yards a pass.
Right.
A completion, I should say, which is just atrocious. However, I think you have to stick with the guy. You don't do why draft it? Out of all the positions, you can't do that with a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, all right, let's move on. All right, Seminole Bill. Our Power Four. The teams as of right now, and I think clearly the most powerful team, the best team, head and shoulders above everybody right now is your Super Bowl prediction again for Seattle to go back to back. They're scary looking.
They're good.
Good Lord. Yeah. Good Lord, they are scary looking.
Noted.
Russell Wilson is playing out of his mind. The defense, the running game, the offense. I don't see a weakness currently. I really don't. So they're clearly number one on my Power Four for the NFL. Number two, I come in with the Broncos because of Peyton Manning. I think they're a solid football team. I think they would lose to Seattle on a neutral site. I don't think they're going to beat Seattle anytime soon. Number three I have is the San Diego Chargers. There's some momentum there. You remember, folks, usually, I guess the jury's still out on what I'm about to say. Usually it's like they're awesome and then they're terrible all in the same year. Or they're terrible and then they're awesome all in the same year. So we'll see. They're number three. And number four, believe it or not, I'm going to put the Dallas Cowboys.
I know.
You can laugh. But I'm going to put the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Yes. How about them? I think they're the fourth best team in the NFL. A lot of people might call me crazy, but guess what? They're balanced, man.
They do play well.
They are balanced, and they can run, and they can pass, and their defense is playing with some confidence. All right. When we come back, Seminole Bill and I will go head-to-head as we always do on some picks. Plus, we'll hand out a few Vegas locks and, of course, the Mark Lloyd Show fitness tip of the week and our water check with Eric over there, who's dreading this upcoming segment. And some Walking Dead talk, too. Stay with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's gonna make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
And now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
Come on. Sunday night, 9 o'clock. The Walking Dead returns. Theme music right here. Eric, how pumped are you?
I am pumped.
Yes, cannot wait. Bill?
I'm trying to catch on to The Walking Dead. I'm doing The Strain, but, you know.
Yeah, okay. It's not The Walking Dead. I'm super pumped. Walking Dead, Sunday night, 9 o'clock on AMC. And then after that, I even watched The Talking Dead.
Yeah.
With Chris Hardwick hosted. So I'm pretty pumped. I cannot wait. And you know what? I mentioned last week about the Halloween costume. I know we don't have a I'm going as, it's like usually we don't put a lot of thought into it since I became an adult. When you're a little kid, you do. But this year, my wife and I, we have put some thought into it. And I'm going as Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. And she's going as Khaleesi. Huh? Got
That's
the
awesome.
Costumes and everything.
That's awesome.
Yes. I got the curly wig and the Night Watch cloak or whatever you call it and boots and a sword, you know. So it's pretty cool.
For you that cannot see Mark's face right now, he's very intense with this. It's almost like the Chucky look, the John Gruden look. He can pass for that right now. Who's John
funny.
Gruden?
No, I'm not going as John Gruden. That's pretty funny, though. Hey, we're brought to you by Fraud Protection Network, our good friends over there, and the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection. Give them a call at 855-203-0683 or visit them, Seminole Bill, at
FraudProtectionNetwork.com.
Absolutely. All right. So let's go real quick. Let's go with in the NFL. We got to do our picks, but we got some of the bill held it up. Our water check.
Oh, you're in
every
trouble.
Every week. Hey, folks, we always try to throw out we live a healthy lifestyle here on the Mark Lloyd Show, and we always try to throw out a healthy tip to you. And also, we know the importance, and you should too, of drinking at least a gallon of water every single day. It does wonders for you. So we always do a water check here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Personally, I'm coming in at 58 ounces, a little lower than last week, but I'll hit my gallon. Trust me. So Mark Lloyd's at 58. Send me the bill.
Gotcha. 64.
Darn!
Ah!
First ever. I'm in second place. Son of a gun.
Drum roll, please.
Yes.
I'm hoping. And
come on, Eric. Tell us you improved. Last week, it was ice cubes and lemonade or something.
It was water and my Powerade.
That's it. Week. Yeah, that doesn't even count. Tell me, are you somewhere? Are we in the ounces?
Yes, okay. We are.
All right.
Wait, ounces of what?
Water. This is the water check, brother.
Man.
Yeah. Come on. Austin Idol wouldn't be playing this.
Yeah, 5 ounces, 10 ounces, something.
I'm at 16.9 ounces.
Of water. All right. So we took a whole bottle. That's right. Good job. Hey, we tip our cap. He's our hero of the week right there. Excellent. He's finally improved. You know, he's improved by 16.9 ounces.
That's awesome.
Yes. Very good. All right. Now, our fitness tip. You know what? This kind of goes for somebody that's already exercising out there that... And I was reading this, and it's pretty interesting that if you're lifting weights and you're trying to build body mass, but you still want to do cardio, they're saying do not go more than 20 minutes, like 3 or 4 times a week. So a light jog. That's if you're lifting weights.
Right.
You know, so you don't, because you're kind of breaking down everything you're trying to build up. And that's tough for some people, you know, that like to lift weights, but they want to stay, you know, lean if they're not eating strict. And you got to do the cardio, but it tears away at the muscle you're trying to build up. So there's a quick little fitness tip. All right. To the NFL, Seminole Bill, you and I going head to head. What are we on the season? We stay even, aren't we? We're 4-4, right?
Really, really bad.
4-4. Yes. All right. Here we go. Here's our let's go toe to toe. Second ranked Auburn against Mississippi State.
My college pick.
Yes. What do you like?
Oh.
Who are you taking?
Give me those Bulldogs.
You're taking Mississippi State.
I'm going to take them.
All right. I'm going to take Auburn. Yep. I think Auburn knocks off Mississippi State. And then in the NFL, the Seahawks are -8 against the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
I know who you're taking.
Yes. You're going to get the Super Bowl
pick? I'm
going
to stay with the Hawks. Man.
Okay. So you're going to lay 8 points at home.
I'm going to give you the 8.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to Bill takes Seattle -8. I'll take the Cowboys getting the 8. Here's a couple Vegas locks for everybody out there. The Pats -3 on the road against the Bills. I think the Patriots stay hot. How funny is that? 1 week time.
Crazy.
1 week, the perception.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's just, that's what we love about the sports, right? So I say take the Patriots, lay the 3 against the Bills, even though they're on the road. And also, I think a lock. I think Texas A&M -3 at home against Ole Miss. I think they're going to win. I think they'll cover the line. So there's a couple Vegas picks. To the NFL, Seminole Bill. Not for picks, but just to go over a few of the key games. The Giants at Philadelphia is a monster NFC East showdown. Mm-hmm. Who do you like in that game?
Giants at Philadelphia. Now, see, you've been hanging on with them Giants.
Yeah, I am now. I am. I'm on their bandwagon, brother. There's room. You want to get on? There's some room. No?
No.
No, you're not going to jump on?
I'm not with that Manning.
Okay.
No.
You're not with that Manning. Very good.
I still like the Eagles. I mean, they're... Yeah. They're still hanging around, you know?
No. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So that's a intriguing game. And then there's some other teams that need to, if they're going to be who they are, who a lot of people predicted them to be, they need to continue to stay hot. And that's Green Bay at Miami.
Right.
You know, they need to stay hot. It's a big game for the Lions. They can't lose 2 in a row. And they're at Minnesota, and that should be a cakewalk. But that's a big game for them. It really is.
You know, what do you think about my Steelers and the Browns?
You know, well, that's you know, the rivalry. Browns, how about the stat? That's the largest fourth quarter comeback or some kind of crazy stat for the Browns. And good for Hoyer. Yeah. Good for Brian Hoyer. I like that. Cleveland boy, Ohio boy, doing great things. Good for him, man. I have nothing against Johnny Manziel either.
Johnny Manziel's sitting there. He's watching.
Yeah, I want Manziel to play and everything. All right, we only have about 30 seconds left, so we want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Mark Lloyd Show. And keep on sending in the tweets at Mark Lloyd Show, right?
Yep.
Also, the website, Seminole Bill?
MarkLloydShow.com.
And then Facebook?
Hey, Mark Lloyd Show.
There you go. So, we're pretty creative over here on the names of everything. But we have to give one... Eric, what do you think? Do you have any idea what's going to happen in The Walking Dead Sunday night at 9 o'clock?
Without saying much.
Have you read spoilers and stuff?
I've looked at this. I've watched the spoiler videos.
Oh, okay. Don't say anything. I didn't know if you have. If you have, I don't want to know now. I was hoping that you just had, you know, a prediction, I guess you could say.
I have no idea. I'm floored. I'm ready to watch this.
Yes, I am too. It looks really, really good. There's a hashtag Walking Dead marathon all week on AMC. So it's pretty cool. And then also, folks, for those of you out there that like Homeland's on Showtime. I'm telling Seminole Bill, you got to watch Homeland. Eric, you watch Homeland?
No, I don't.
You got to watch Homeland. It is a fantastic series. The first 3 seasons have been awesome. two episodes so far in season four, and they're good. They're good because it was a big twist of like, I wonder how they're going to continue this, but they are. And for everybody out there, I'm curious what everybody thought of American Horror Story. I don't watch the show, but it debuted. The season premiere was on Wednesday, so that's a big show out there too. So we hey folks, we love sports, but we love entertainment also.
Oh yeah,
right. We love entertainment as well. All right, another great show. We want to thank all of our affiliates out there. And remember, folks, our show airs at different time in different areas, you know, different affiliates. So if you go, whoa, you know, Mark, Bill, what are you talking about? The game's already on. We know that. We understand that.
We got it.
All right. For Eric and Simon to Bill, I'm Mark Lloyd. Thanks for tuning into the Mark Lloyd Show. Hit us up on Twitter @MarkLloydShow. Folks, we'll talk to you next week. Take care.